Outside now, outside of Senator McCain's office here at the Fair Wages protest, informational protest. This is the Arizona session of that. We are outside of Senator John McCain's office. And Bob is talking, Bob Krizmer, our president.
What we're doing today is we're having an informational rally and protest against a policy. We're not protesting Senator McCain. Senator McCain has been a staunch and steady supporter of blind and disabled people. As a matter of fact, Senator McCain was the sponsor of the Blind People's Return to Work Act of 2010. So he has always been a supporter, and we're not protesting him. We're protesting the policy that is coming up for a vote August 3rd. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee is a very powerful committee, and there's 22 senators on that. So today, the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act, we're having this kind of a rally in 22 states across the country. What we're protesting is in the workforce investment reauthorization. This is the big legal act that funds and authorizes the rehabilitation services and other services that we're very concerned about. But what it does is this time it inserts into that law a section 511. What this section 511 does is that it authorizes and endorses sub-minimum wage payments for people with disabilities based strictly on their disabilities. So we believe that that's an unfair thing, and we're here to protest it. Now, a little background information, as I was telling the reporter, back in the Depression, deep in the heart of the Depression, in the New Deal, there was 1938, the Fair Labor Standards Act was formed. Now, this is the law that accounts for the 8-hour day and the 40-hour week, mm-hmm. and allows for overtime and safety and health regulations. That's for every American.
Minimum wage. Didn't it even start minimum wage? Isn't that the one that made minimum wage at that
That's
time?
That's what it made, yeah. minimum wage yes. at that time. Mm-hmm. But there was an exemption built into that law back in 1938 that says that employers who apply for a certificate can pay their disabled workers less than minimum wage. Now, back in 1938, 70-some years ago, blind and disabled people had an unemployment rate of probably 95%.
Yeah.
We just couldn't get jobs in the competitive world. We couldn't apply for civil service jobs. You know, there was just so many jobs closed to us. So that's what shelter workshops were all about. We were blind and disabled people were sheltered from the shame and disgrace of being disabled and unable to participate in the larger community. So that's why they're called sheltered. Now, since that time, 7 years ago, we've made terrific progress. We've had the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which provides training to blind and disabled people to get them prepared to go into the competitive workforce. We've had the Americans with Disability Act, which is protects our civil rights. So our civil rights have come very far from that time. And now we have blind and disabled people working in the competitive world, working in all kinds of jobs position, as we all know. As long as you've got proper training and opportunity, you should be able to compete on a basis of equality with your peers. But there are still sheltered workshops, there are still sweatshops that pay less than minimum wage. Now, there is the National Industries for the Blind. There's the NISH, that was the National Industries for the Severely Handicapped. And there are other private employers who get certificates to be able to pay their people less than minimum wage if they're disabled. The National Industries for the Blind has made it a policy to pay their blind workers competitive wages, at least the minimum wage. You know, in Arizona here, we've got the Arizona Industries for the Blind, and they pay their workers a competitive wage.
Yeah.
They get health insurance, they have retired pension retirements. You know, they are moving at one with the rest of the world. But even so, there are over 2,500 employers who have exemptions for sub-minimum payments. Of those 2,500 employers, the Department of Labor estimates that there are more than 330,000 1,000 disabled workers making less than minimum wage.